This is sound roll number 9A, and this is still Annapolis, Maryland. It'll be sink number 28 coming up, NET, people in process. 28.
Okay, just tell me about small town life. It's what you make of it, really. If you like, I live in a small town. I was brought up in Annapolis, Maryland all my life, and it's all right, I guess.
What's it like growing up in a small town?
Well, you don't learn too much. You don't know a lot of things, you know, have advantage like other people in big cities and everything, but it's all right. I enjoy living here.
How are the race relations in this town?
Fine. Getting along with the opposite race.
You ever hear the expression, the Great American Dream?
No.
What do you think the Great American Dream might be?
Peace, I guess, with everyone.
What's your personal dream?
Well, a little of everything, I guess. Anything that comes along, if I agree with it, yeah, that's all right.
Did you ever hear of Mike Curtis?
No.
Let's play a little word association game. I'm going to mention some words, and I'd like you to respond to them in the context of a small town. For instance, I might say children in a small town. I'd like you to repeat that and say children in a small town are. We'll start with children.
You see, children in a small town are friendly, I guess.
How about people in a small town?
I don't know. They communicate better and get along better, I guess.
Neighbors in a small town?
I don't know.
Entertainment in a small town?
I don't know. Okay. I can't think of nothing now. I'm kind of nervous.
That's okay. Thank you.
Tail slate, 28.
Excuse me, could you stop a minute? Could we just ask you a couple of questions? We're with National Educational Television. Oh, you too. Come on, look at us.
No.
No? Then we won't ask any questions.
What's the matter, huh?
Okay.
That was a couple who refused to talk, and so there's a little piece on the camera as well as a piece of tape, but there's no slates, so just ignore it. I'm rolling, Lee, if you want to mark it.
Excuse me?
No, not the police. We're with National Educational Television.
Can we ask you a couple questions?
I'm Ed. Right.
We're trying to learn about small town life. What's it like living in a small town?
It's better than living in the big cities.
Why?
You don't have the problems, you know, of your transportation, 1,000 people on the streets. You know, you live in a big city, you don't get into yourself, you know, because like you got so many pressures, and you have to keep up with that big city pressure. You know, you got a certain image you got to keep, whereas in a small town, you get your head together. And, just like you wouldn't even be able to do this in a big city. You know, people just
don't go away. What can you do here that you can't do elsewhere?
I don't really worry about like getting ripped off, walking up and down the streets. Get a chance to, you can really get into talking to people, man. Like in the big cities, you know, it's just a cold rush, and it's just so heavy in the big cities.
Yeah. How are the race relations here?
In this city?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible.
Well, tell me that.
Matter of fact, this whole county. Well, if you look at this city, you know, you would have to be from this city to know what's happening. And what's happening is they're finding out that, like, old small towns are gold mine as far as, like, your rich middle-class whites. And, if they can move a lot of black and, poor people out of a town like this and take it over, man, that's their goal, you know. And my goal is to keep that from happening.
You think the revolution is coming to the small town?
No, it's not even going to be a revolution. See, because, when you know, you get into the whole thing about revolution, all you're talking about is the dollar bill. You know, that's what this whole war, this whole country is all about, is the dollar bill.
You
know.
You ever hear the expression, the Great American Dream?
Yeah, I think it started back in, 1776 or whenever that happened.
What's the Great American Dream now?
That's what I'm, yeah.
Well, for you.
the greatest American dream for me.
Liberation of
black people. Yeah. I can, yeah. All oppressed people, you know.
Well, tell me that. The great American dream for me is...
Yeah, but see, then I can't even get into saying like American because I can't associate with anything American, you know.
Well, it is America.
Yeah, but, you know.
All right, so then just tell me about your dream.
Well, the whole dream would be if they could get unhung up about this money system, you know, then that would just, all the other problems would just crumble behind it. Because when you say race relations, you're not saying race, you're saying money. When you say oppressed people, all you're talking about is money, you know. It's the whole deal, war. It's not a matter of war, it's a matter of dollar bills, you know. You talk about inflation, the whole trip, man, it's just for the dollar, you know.
Have you heard of Mike Curtis? How about you? Have you ever?
Who's Mike Curtis?
Not unless he plays football.
Who's Mike Curtis?
Oh, that's Mike Curtis?
Plays for the Colts?
Yeah. I didn't even associate you rapping with somebody about football. Yeah, I heard of Mike Curtis. Yeah.
What do you know about him?
Was he, is he defensive? What is he, linebacker? Yeah.
What do people call him?
I don't even know.
Isn't he known as a rather ferocious player?
I don't know, I guess he's pretty mean, you know. I mean, I watched him play, and as a football player, you know, I guess he's as good as football players go. But really knowing something about him, no, I don't, you know.
Okay, what can you tell me about small town life?
Basically the same. Everybody knows everybody else, you know, scale, you know. But as being equal, it's just not... You know, it's just an old method of being a separate class, you know. Like you have the blacks and you have the whites, you know. You have the poor and you have the rich. It's the same thing as big cities, you know. Except I think in small towns it might be just a little more covered over because of the smallness of what you have, you know. But it's, you know, it's still pretty bad, you know, as far as being treated equal, you know, on the same basis as everybody else.
You know. What's entertainment like in small town?
Not too much, you know, very local entertainment, very local dances and, you know, things like this, or whatever you're into, like little plays or reading seminars or stuff like this, you know. Everything's on a local basis. You have to go to Washington or Baltimore or somewhere like that to catch big time entertainment, most likely, you know.
What are the neighbors like in small town?
Neighbors?
Yeah.
Like I said before, you tend to be very close, you know, within your own group. Within your own, I guess you say peers or whatever, you know, or your own ethnic group or whatever. But neighbors are fine. But if I went to live in some rich white community, I don't think my neighbors would be too cool. You know, they would look up, I wouldn't be equal in their, you know, success. Even if I had the money, you know, it'd still be a thing about the color of my skin. But it, like Greg says, it all stems from money, you know.
What's the great American dream?
For me? Well, the dream that I would like, you know, it is a dream, and that's like liberate the people that are disadvantaged, you know, let them be equal on the same basis, you know, and without bigotry and oppression and dehumanization, you know, let's be together, you know, or else, you know, forget it.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Got a tail slate. 29.
Hit it.
Cameron has about 90 feet to film left, and he's going to be just shooting various signs in the city to be used somewhere. I don't know how. And then we'll change magazines, and I'll change tapes at the same time.
Why don't I turn that on right? All right, cameraman has got 90 feet of film left, and he's just shooting the signs in the streets and just running out the 90 feet of film. And I'm going to change tapes, so we'll be going to another roll. This is tape roll number 10A, NET, people in process.
Annapolis, Maryland. Corresponds to camera roll 10A. The next sync tape will be sync 30.
You ready, Lee?
Mm-hmm. Got it?
No, I just grew up in.
Okay, what do you think it's like like living in a small town?
Well, I would classify it as being delightful. And that's why? The reason I'm down here.
Why?
Why? Because life is simpler. I think it also takes you back to the early days. You get out of the rat race of living in a big city, and that's the reason I'm down here.
I see. What have you ever heard the expression, the Great American Dream?
Yes.
What is the Great American Dream?
Well, to me, the Great American Dream is simplified living.
And that's your
maybe that's my opinion.
That's your personal dream also, huh?
That's true.
But what do you think the Great American Dream is for everybody, not just for yourself?
I don't think the average person realizes what the Great American Dream is. I don't think they've ever lived it.
I see.
I think at my age I have.
I see. Do you know who Mike Curtis is?
Yes, he's a very prominent member of the Colt football team.
What do people call him?
That I do not know.
Well, doesn't he have a reputation for being a pretty ferocious ball player?
He certainly does.
And isn't there something people call him with respect to that?
I really don't know that. I mean, I couldn't give you an intelligent answer.
Okay, well, let's try something else then. What do you do for entertainment in a small town?
Well, that's a difficult question for me to answer because actually, my place is up on the Severn River, and I can tell you what I do. I relax. Uh-huh. I mean, that's the source of my pleasure. I sail, and if a small town like this town is on the water, I think most everybody has some type of water sport. But that isn't completely true. I mean, I think you have to think of the categories of men who are professionals or men who are in a certain station of life. They play golf, or they fish, usually don't crab, or they sail.
How's working in a small town?
I've never worked in a small town.
I see. What's the social life like?
Well, the social life in this town, from my standpoint, is restricted because I don't mix very much. See, I have a place up on the Severn River, and that's where I stay.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Not at all. I love your equipment.
Sales late 30.
I have had quite a lot of experience in medical photography. And
you're going to show them on television.
You going to put me on that, too?
Maybe.
What television?
Yeah, okay.
What's just going on yesterday?
She's an institution.
I know who it is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
For National Education. I'm
40.
Ain't that nice? What? When is it gonna be on?
Sometime in October.
Don't forget now.
Madam,
I'm looking like this with boots on.
Madam, waiting on us. Can we ask you a couple questions?
Yeah.
No, not today.
All right, I'll let the man agree.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, we're trying to learn a little about small town life. What's it like living? Let's wait until this car goes by so we don't get the car noise. What's it like living in a small town?
Well, I think it's an opportunity to relax. Most of the people here work or center their life around the metropolitan area, the megapolis of Baltimore, Washington, New York. And we are here for 2-3 days a week. We live here, but from Friday through early Monday, there's a chance to forget all of the hustle and bustle and do things the way you want them.
What can you do here that you can't do in the city?
Look behind you. There's the harbor, which is always relaxing. There's the bay within a mile from here. Fish, crab, swim, sail.
How about raising children?
Beautiful. I think one of the things is you get away from the enforced tension. You get the children away from the enforced tension. You have a better opportunity to live a family life as opposed to a community life.
Well, I've heard that living in a small town is nice because everybody gets to know everybody else. Do you agree with that?
I think that's changing. I think that in the small town you get the larger groupings, but there's no longer the business of knowing everybody in town. People don't care that much about the town anymore. They're beginning to care more about their family lives rather than the town life.
Okay, let's play a little word association game, but in the context of a small town. I'll mention a word, and I'd like you to repeat that word, like I might say children. I'd like you to say children in a small town are, and then complete it. So let's start with children. Children in a small town
are no different from children in any other town when they start out. It's just that they're not subjected to the terrific pressures of the large town. And they have a chance to grow normally, I believe, without those influences.
Okay, but don't forget to repeat the word and say children in a small town. People in a small town
are generally more relaxed. The people are more interested in being themselves in a small town, I believe, than trying to keep up with the Joneses or to keep up with the group that they happen to belong to in the city.
I see. Did you ever hear the expression, the great American dream?
Yes.
What is it? What is the great American dream?
I think if anybody ever defines the great American dream, why, it'll be rather a miracle. It's something that, to each of us, is something different. To you, the great American dream may be to make $1 million. To me, the great American dream may be to live the way I want to.
You ever hear of Mike Curtis?
Yes.
Who is he?
Are you talking about the football player? Yes. The linebacker for the Colts?
Yeah. What do people call him?
Other than Mike Curtis, I really don't know.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Right.
That was it.
You ran out of film?
Mm-hmm. I figured that.
There's no slate on that take. It was take number 31, and the cameraman ran out of film on that. It's a man in a green shirt and a black cap standing in Annapolis Square. The cameraman has now switched to roll 11A, but I'm still on 10A.
What's slated?
Yeah.
12. 32. Okay, what can you tell me about small town life?
It's very peaceful, quiet, fun.
Why?
Because you know most of the people around, and there's not the hustle and bustle of big cities.
Tell me about you. Let's wear this car.
Okay. No, man, actually, if you could look like this, pretend he's over here.
You can fall in the water.
Tell me about raising children in a small town.
Well, I haven't raised them too far yet. I did teach school, and I know that with the children that I had in the classrooms, they seemed to know everybody, all the other children, a lot closer, and the families are a lot closer together. They're closer knit.
What can you do in a small town that you can't do in the city?
Gosh. Walk around a lot.
What can you do in a city that you can't do in a small town?
Go to a lot of shows.
How do you feel about progress moving into the town? The town getting bigger, spreading out towards the city?
Well, it's just going to take away from the small town life. Like here in Annapolis, it has grown a great deal.
So, are you in favor of that?
No.
Kind of displeased with the change in season.
Yes, we're thinking about moving out now.
smaller town.
Right.
How's the social life?
Very nice. Pleasant. We have a lot of friends here. My husband grew up in Annapolis. I'm originally from Baltimore. And I have very few ties left in Baltimore. All my friends are here in Annapolis now.
And how about entertainment?
We usually either have parties at the house or we go to other families and friends or go to the movies.
How are race relations in small towns?
I think they're better than in a large city.
Could you say that for me in a sentence? Because my voice won't be heard on the interview.
I think the race relations are better in a small town than in a city. I know my husband has a lot of Negro friends, and I do too.
Okay, have you ever heard the expression, the great American dream?
Yes.
What is the great American dream?
Oh, to me, it's just having a family, having the things that would make my family happy, and enjoy life as much as I can.
What do you think the great American dream is to most people?
I think it would be the same thing, just to enjoy life as much as I can.
Have you ever heard of Mike Curtis?
Yes, football player.
Yeah. What do you know about him?
I know he plays for the Baltimore Colts.
Does he have a reputation?
A reputation?
Yeah, isn't there something people call him?
I don't know.
He's a rather ferocious ball player.
I know he plays to win.
Yeah. But you don't know what people call him.
No.
Okay, let's play a little word association game. I'm going to mention some words, and I'd like you to respond to them in the context of a small town. For example, I might say children in a small town, and I'd like you to repeat that and say children in a small town are, and then finish the sentence. Yeah. Children.
Children in a small town are happy.
People.
People in a small town are friendly.
The flag.
Flag. Flag in a small town.
Well, let's go on something else.
I don't know.
Work in a small town.
Love.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
This will be tape roll 11A, NET, people in process. It will correspond with camera roll 11A. Also on 11A, there is camera roll 11A, there's sound on tape roll 10A.
33.
You say you live on a farm?
Yeah.
Tell me what it's like when this truck goes by.
See, I have my home now. Understand me now.
Yeah.
And I was raised and born on the farm, but I do not live on the farm now, but I work the farm. It's my mother and father's property, but they're dead and I'm working the farm.
I see. What's it like?
What is it like? All I know is that I was raised and born on it.
But you work here in Annapolis, right?
No, I sell vegetables now, but I've been there 30 years selling there. Yeah. I know it's hard work.
Hard.
Yeah. When I started, I used to weigh 200 pounds. Now I'm down 160.
Have you ever heard the expression, the American dream, the great American dream?
No, I haven't.
Well, what do you think that might mean, the great American dream?
I couldn't tell you that day. I haven't heard of it.
Well, do you have a dream, a personal dream?
Sometimes I have dreams.
Well, I don't mean that kind of a dream. I mean something you hope for the future.
Oh, I always pray to the Lord and don't let no harm or danger come upon me. Take good care of me. And you do that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Just about small town life.
It's terrible.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. Come here. Tell me why.
Well, wait a minute. Are we on television or
not
anything?
Yet. Not yet.
No, I don't want to be. I'm scared.
Okay, then you won't be.
Okay, thank you.
Forget it.
Tell me about small town life.
Well, I'm from Baltimore. I've lived there all my life, and I've in business down here for a year, and I love it so much that we're just giving up the big town life to come down here. There's no pressures down here, and people don't flaunt their money and their ways of living down here. Everybody seems to do their own thing, and it's only 30 miles from Balmer, but it's an entirely different atmosphere. It's a casual living.
What's it like? Like being in business here?
Very casual. I've been in business in Baltimore for 25 years and under the stress and duress and keeping up with everyone, but in here it's just a relaxing thing.
You ever hear the expression the Great American Dream?
Yes.
What do you think that means?
Well, I imagine to everyone else it means something different, but the Great American Dream, in my opinion, is peace and permissiveness, and just living a happy life.
You think the Great American Dream is permissiveness?
To an extent, yes.
And that's what it means to you. What do you think it means to most people, though?
Most people, I think it's a hypocritical ideology.
Well, could you tell me that, the Great American Dream?
Your version to most people?
Well, you see, I need a full statement from you because my voice won't appear. It won't be on the film. So I need you to say the Great American Dream is, or to most people, the Great American Dream.
The Great American Dream is to most people, in my opinion, is to do things as I would like to have them done.
But that's not what you said before. You said something about a hypocritical ideology.
That's right. That's what I interpret what most people would like to have it done.
Let me hear you say that.
Let's see now. Let me phrase that again. The American dream to most people would be a world of peacefulness, and having things go along the way that I would like it, rather than whether it's right or not.
I see. Do you know who Mike Curtis is?
Yes.
What do you know about him?
Mike Curtis is linebacker of the Baltimore Colts.
And doesn't he have some sort of a reputation?
Yes, he does.
What do people call him?
I should know that. I haven't missed a game since 1955. But he is very aggressive and bullish.
Don't they have a name for him? Don't they say Mike Curtis is...
How do we call that?
Okay. Yeah, all right, let's take it.
Okay, thank you very much.
What do you say about Mike Curtis?
Well, a lot of people say Mike Curtis is an asshole. Mike Curtis is a man dog.
The cameraman has now switched to roll 12A, and we're in the restaurant upstairs.
35. Yes. The Great American Dream? To me, it means what middle class America, most middle class people would like to have security.
And that's what it means to you. What mm-hmm. do you mean to the most?
The same thing. A type of security.
Okay. Now you say you don't live here.
No, I don't. Yes, I do. I like working here, but I wouldn't want to live here. I'm used to larger cities. I just don't think I would like living here. So everyone seems to know everyone else, and there's very little privacy in a way. And I enjoy my privacy to an extent.
Are there things you can do here that you can't do in the city?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't live in the city either. I live in a suburb. But scenery here is beautiful, sailing, water sports. Just working here, coming down here every day and seeing all the boats, water, sort of adds something to the job. Oh, certainly. Swimming, sailing, just same things I've mentioned before. I don't believe so.
Ben, you just want to walk over?
Yeah.
Tell me what you think the American dream is.
I think it's happiness. Finding an ultimate in happiness and contentment.
Is that what it is for you? Or is that
I love it here. I really do. I like it very much.
And what do you think the American dream is for most people?
Happiness.
Okay. And for you, also, that's your
dream? Yes, yes.
What's it like living in a small town?
I like it very much.
Why?
It's peaceful, and I like the smallness of this town. Annapolis is very quaint. I'm from Ohio and from Cincinnati, and it's not like that out there. It's too busy, very busy.
Well, it's only young lady said that your privacy is somewhat invaded in a small town.
No, I live here in Annapolis, and, well, there's so many different types of people that live here. You have the business people, and you have the retired people, and you have the midshipmen. So it's like three different sets of people.
And what do you do for entertainment?
Pardon me?
What do you do for entertainment?
For entertainment? Sail and ride bikes.
Think a small town is a good place to raise children?
I think it's wonderful here, yes. I really can't answer that right off. I guess it's because I would like to have been raised here. That's why I would like it for my children.
You know who Mike Curtis is?
No, I don't.
Can you switch your
camera?
Which way?
To your right.
Let me get on this side. Yeah.
What does the Great American Dream mean to you?
Oh, I think possibly it would mean happiness and into wars and into poverty. The American Dream would be just happiness for all the people in America.
Do you think the revolution is part of the American Dream?
I think they're trying. I don't know that they'll succeed in making it the American Dream, but I think it's the youth of America are trying today for the American Dream.
Has the revolution gotten to this town?
I think not as much.
Okay, go down and get another roll of film.
Oh, wasn't that terrific?
Are you
cut? I wasn't saying a thing.
The preceding take 35 is all NG and it's being disposed of, and disregard the sound for all of 35 sync.
36. Okay, tell me again about the revolution as it pertains to the small town.
We have a very small college here, St. John's College, which isn't a very large university or anything, and I think some of the students there are involved a great deal in ecology and trying to make the world better. It's the Great American Dream, making the world a happy place for everyone.
What's it like living in a small town?
Very different from a big city, which is what I was raised in. You know people, you can go down the street and see people and they can see you. At times you run into people all the time that you know.
The stores are very different as far as shopping. There are different types of stores, different types of schools, different types of activities, different types of people.
Okay, let's go to the young lady.
I like it here very much. I'm crazy about it. Well, like I said, I was raised in a big city, and I like the atmosphere here very much. 5 minutes from work, and it's just close to everything. It's fairly small. It's growing rapidly, but now it's fairly small.
How do you feel about it?
Pardon me?
How do you feel about it?
About it growing? I'd hate to see it grow. I really do. It's such a quaint little place. I really hate to see it become large.
What can you do here that you can't do elsewhere?
Well, there aren't any nightclubs or any kind of nightlife here, and you're limited there, but if you're marriage-oriented, it's very nice. It's peaceful. It really is. And I like a peaceful kind of life more than a fast or racy kind of life, and I find that here.
Okay, let's move to the What can you tell me about school?
Not very much, except I've noticed in small resort towns especially, and you could consider Annapolis somewhat a resort area, that because the jobs are limited here, you have some very poor people living on the outskirts. Some towns are worse than this particular one, like Ocean City, or I spent a summer on the Cape, Cape Cod, Hyannis. And there, 90% of the people were on welfare. They worked 3 months of the year, and the rest of their time they were on welfare.
And you were telling me something before about privacy.
Right. I don't think you have as much privacy in a small town. It's nice to walk down the street and meet people and know them and visit their homes and have parties and things like that, which you can do almost anywhere, really. Depends on the community you live in. I'm not talking about inner city, but suburbs are somewhat the same. But sometimes there is an invasion of privacy where you feel obligated because you are so closely related in space here to fulfill these, these so-called social obligations. Definitely. Now, I don't know about Annapolis, but I know it exists in other places. Annapolis is a little different because you have transient people coming in and out, small...
We're talking about a conversion of small towns.
Yes, definitely. Girls marry younger. They're probably... I don't have any statistics, but you notice that they become pregnant faster. Again, it's close interrelation that, I'm going to marry the boy down the street type of thing, because they don't bother to go out of the small town to find what else the world has to offer. I know when I was on the Cape, there were several friends of mine, acquaintances I'd made that summer, who found it very difficult to leave the town. They tried and were something kept drawing them back. They couldn't break away. And I have a feeling that's what can happen to almost anyone who grows up in a small town. I really believe that.
What can you do in the city that you can't do?
Oh my goodness, the stadium, you have many art museums, theaters, concerts, any number of things that you just don't have available in a small town because it's not the room or the financial backing for these things. It's not as diverse as you would find in a larger community. I mean, because of representation, because people are... I really don't have much of an opinion about the politics of a small town other than a general idea that it's pretty local and pretty isolated.
We've gone now to camera roll. We've gone now to this is camera roll number. We've gone to camera roll number 13, and this is tape roll number 12A, NET, People in Process, Annapolis, Maryland, and we're in a restaurant. This will be sink 37.
Okay, 37.
Okay. Have you heard the expression "the Great American Dream"?
Yes.
We just caught.
Okay, I'm rolling.
Got it?
Yeah,
hit it.
38.
Go ahead, Stuart. You say you have heard the
expression. Yes.
Can you tell me what it means?
No, I don't believe so, not offhand, although I suspect that this area has a lot to do with it.
In what way?
Well, this is a fine area to live, in the Chesapeake Bay area.
What about this area is there that's particularly nice about it?
The water, the scenery, Annapolis, these things are very nice.
So you enjoy living in a small town?
Oh, yes.
Is there anything you can tell me about small town life that would be interesting to us?
Well, I think our kids have a great deal more than some of the kids that live in the large cities. They are able to go horseback riding, boating, and so forth. And these are things that are offered in this area.
What about entertainment?
I guess we make a lot of our entertainment at home.
Have you heard of Mike Curtis? Do you know who he is?
No, I don't place him.
What can you do here that you can't do elsewhere, that you can't do in the city?
I think you can raise your children under different conditions that are far more conducive to them turning out to be good citizens than you can in the city. And this is not, it's a question of the folks in the city having a lot of drawbacks.
What can you do in the city that you can't do here?
Well, there are many forms of entertainment in the city that are not available close here, but except that we have access to Baltimore, Washington, to all of the areas.
How about politics in a small town? What's that like?
Very similar to the large towns, I suppose. We have politicians as well as anyone else, good and bad, and we support those whom we think are good.
Neighbors.
Well, I think it's delightful. We have some of the loveliest neighbors in the world in the place we live. We've been living there 4 years and get along very well with all the neighbors. It's a delightful community.
You still running?
Cut it.
Man, would you mind?
Got it?
Yeah.
39.
Okay, tell me about the young scene in a small town.
Well, I guess like you get to know people a lot better. Like where we lived before, it was a larger community, and you weren't as close with the people that you live near. And I don't know, you just spend more time with each other than you do in a large town.
What are schools like in a small town?
Well, same as they were where we used to live. Like they aren't that much different. It's just that people come from a wider range of places, come from farther around to go to school.
Well, I've been told that in a small town, everybody knows each other, and that's kind of an invasion of privacy. You have very little privacy. Do you feel that's true?
No, not really.
Okay. How do you feel about progress moving into this area and expanding it?
It's inevitable, I guess. It's going to come. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
Okay. You think growing up in a small town is better than in a city?
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
Things you get to do, you know. Like just while being around the water and stuff gives kids a lot more things to do with their time.
What's the social life like?
Well, where I live, there aren't too many people my age, so it's not too big, you know, it's not really that much.
What do you think the Great American Dream is?
It has something to do with freedom, I guess. It's my idea, in my own mind, that's what it is.
What do you think it is for most people?
I don't know.
do you think that the current revolution is reaching the small towns?
What do you mean by revolution in respect?
Well, there are people who are trying to change things, and they're organizing. Do you think that that's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about that.
Well, I guess with just the way that people's thoughts are, and people becoming more liberal-minded about different things, that affects everybody, I think. To me, it does.
How about entertainment in a small town? What do you do for entertainment?
I have parties, like just the friends that, you know, it might be a smaller set of friends, but have parties and then the places to go around the Annapolis area. Like just different little clubs and stuff around the Annapolis area.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Now let's get rolling. 40.
Okay, what do you think the Great American Dream is?
Well, I think it's probably a dream. I guess peace and prosperity is the main thing.
Say it is. Do you think there really is that?
Basically, yeah, I think that's...
Is that what it is for you?
Yeah.
Do you think that's what it is for most people?
I expect so.
Okay, now let's play a little word association game.
I'm going to
mention some words, not really a word association, but I'm going to mention some words, and I'd like you to respond to them in the context of a small town. For example, I might say children. And I'd like you to say children in a small town are, and then finish the sentence. So let's start with children.
Children in a small town are great.
Why?
Well, they have a lot. They're not exposed to a lot of things that children in maybe cities would be.
Okay, the flag.
The flag?
In a small town.
The flag in a small town should be the same as the flag in a big town.
Okay. In politics.
Politics, the same all over.
The changing scene in a small town.
Well, it changes. Maybe not day by day, but in a year or so it changes. Maybe you get a couple of new houses or new people.
Entertainment.
Well, we have our community activities, which are very nice. We have our community parties. The children have their community activities.
Marriage in a small town.
Well. Marriage in a small town, I expect, is the same as marriage in a big town.
Neighbors in a small town.
They're great.
What?
And
tell me that neighbors in a small town are great. Tell me in a full sentence that neighbors in a small town are great because.
Well, I don't know why.
All right, then just tell me that neighbors in a small town are great.
They're great, yes. At least on our street, they're great.
Do you think there's any kind of a Peyton Place syndrome in this world?
Well, now this is funny because our street is named Breton Place, but originally it was named Peyton Place. It is not like Peyton Place, believe me.
Okay.
Some people would like it changed to Peyton Place, but it really doesn't have that. It isn't the Peyton Place, really.
Life in a small town.
It's nice, quiet, for the most part.
You remember we're playing our little game where you repeat what I say, life in a small town is, and then you continue. So start from the beginning.
I think life in a small town is just great. It's quiet when you want it to be. If you want to do your thing, you do it. If you want to go to a party and have fun, you don't have to worry about what anybody's going to say.
How do you feel about the town growing and expanding out toward the city?
Well, I hope it never does, but I think it's going to probably in this area.
It displeases you that it's growing.
As fast as it is, I think.
Why?
Well, we like our own little activities, and the larger it gets, the more you're going to get out of this small group bit. You're going to get into larger groups and more problems, probably.
How are the race relations in a small town?
Well, we have no problems at all.
Do you think there's any reason, any particular reason why there are no problems with race relations in a small town?
Well, I think everybody's pretty broad-minded about it where we are.
Is there anything you can think of that you can do here that you can't do in the city?
Oh, sure, you have the Chesapeake Bay, the Magathy River, the Severn River, and you don't have that in the city.
Okay, thank you very much.
This will just be some room tone Waller in case you need it for cutting on this particular sequence in a restaurant. Following will be just street presence in Annapolis for background looping. End of presence and end of tape.